You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Unity Talk on LA Talk Radio. And this is a show that deals with everyday life issues from a biblical perspective. And I'm your host, Apostle Pharaoh. You remember in December, I told you that I was going to do a series on obstacles. And I told you all that for me to come back to talk about defeating obstacles, I had to first learn how to defeat it. And so here we go. We talked about an obstacle as something of a stumbling block or occasion of something that somebody puts in front of you to hinder you or stop you. So we're going to be talking about defeating obstacles. Defeating obstacles. And one thing that we have to realize, what does it mean and how do we defeat obstacles? How do we defeat obstacles? Because sometimes the obstacles defeat us. And one way is not understanding timing. So we got to understand timing. The word timing is the choice of judgment or control. So now it's a judgment or control. So which means I got to be able to understand what time I mean. I got to be able to understand how things should be moved. And I believe on the last show we talked about, I was talking about some things that God gave me to talk about, just a pop-up show to get to this. But let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. Now watch what it says. It says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times." So the children of Issachar understood the timing. They can go out and judge by the sky of what time of day it was, or astrologers, that they understood what the timing was. Which means they understood that Ecclesiastics, it says that there's a time and there's a season to everything under the sun. So just because you might be taught about something or you're learning something, the reason why we can't defeat an obstacle is because we're too focused on the success other than actually focused on the process. See, everything in this world has a process. And the process says this, is that I have to be equipped. I'm going to fall down in the process. I'm going to be upset in the process. So many times we get obstacles in our life because we're not in a place of patience. Because patience and timing, they're married. Because being patient says, I'm going to lift up timing and I'm going to let timing see that I'm going to wait for him or I'm going to wait for her. And so what timing says is that everything that I do and everywhere that I go, there is a time for it and there's a place for it. So now place is actually the children of actually patience and time. Because impatience is going to produce life in things. Patience is going to birth out children. The patience is going to birth out understanding that I can't rush into things. Patience is going to give you to understand and be able to grow in wisdom according to the time. So you could be in time and you could be in season, but you're not in due season, which means you're not in the exact timing or the exact moment of time that things in your life are meant to succeed or things in your life are meant to prosper. And some of us get upset and we get tired because of the obstacles of how life beats you down and how life destroys you. But we got to be like the children of Issachar that understands the time, that understands the time, which means they were people that understood that if I'm going to build the kingdom, I got to be able to allocate the timing it's going to take. I got to be able to understand that not just in my minutes and my seconds and my hours, but I got to be able to understand a span of months or a span of this or a span of how long it's going to take something to work. And I got to be able to take that in account. I got to take account my age. I got to be able to take into account my wisdom. I got to be able to take into account what I do and don't know. I got to be able to take into account of people that I need. Watch this, because in the process, you got to know the people that's meant to be connected to you to help you reach the goal or the purpose that God has given you. Or you have to also understand the people, but you got to understand yourself. You got to understand your limitations. So with timing, timing teaches you how to actually understand that it might not, right now, it might be 5 o'clock now or 9:50 now, but it might not be the timing, 9:50 p.m. It might not be the timing for my release. It might not be the timing for me to get up to work. It might not be a timing for me to produce whatever I need to produce, because timing is important. And whenever we recognize our timing and whenever we move according to the right time, then we will see things prosper. Some of us, it's not that we miss God, and some of us, it's not that God haven't spoken to us. Many times it's because we are out of time. We're out of the place of God. We're out of the timing of God, because God doesn't operate like man's time. One day to God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So timing tells you that you can defeat whatever obstacle. Why? It's because even if it's placed in front of you, you'll understand that that obstacle is only came to shape me into the existence of what I'm meant to do. It prepares me for what I have to do. It prepares me for who I am. It prepares me mentally. It prepares me physically. It prepares me spiritually. It prepares my family with me to understand it, that my time is important. And that's why it's very important that you don't let people waste your time. So timing is important. So the children of Issachar, they were men that understood the time. They understood that everything that's going to happen, it's going to happen within its time. It's going to happen within its season. So he says, men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Y'all see that? Issachar and him knew what everybody's supposed to do according to the time, which means at night is not time for night school for children. It's actually time for kids to be in bed for the timing of school tomorrow, which means if I try to send my kids to school now, then I just moved out of time, and I can't get upset at the people that have not opened the school. What's the obstacle? That the school is not open. It's my fault that the school is not open yet, because I moved ahead of time. And some of us have gotten so in a rush that we look at obstacles and say the obstacle is either the devil. But can I share some with you? Sometimes it's not the devil that's blocking you. Sometimes it's you moving ahead of God, and you're messing up what God desires because you put your hands on it and didn't understand that your timing was not now, even though he tell you a door is open. Just because a door is open, it doesn't mean it's time for you to walk through that door. It doesn't mean that it's time for you to sit in that door. It doesn't mean you're meant to receive what's behind that door, because it's not your timing. Just because the door opened doesn't mean it's time for you to walk through. Just because it's time for you to walk through it, it doesn't mean that you got to get everything that's in that door, because there's a set time for everything to be given. But you have to learn how to wait patiently. See, they go patient. See, when you learn how to wait patiently, the timing of what's supposed to be yours is going to move you into the position, because it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. So I got to understand that there's a period of time that I got to wait for what I'm meant to do and who I am and what's supposed to be mine to move me into position, not me move in position for it. See, watch this. Timing knows how to give an inheritance to his children. Timing knows how to produce his children to not be frustrated. So the Bible says it this way. He said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. What does that mean? If it don't add sorrow, that means whatever God has planned for you and whatever God has given to you, it does not add no sorrow. Why doesn't it add sorrow? It's because timing knows how to produce in its season. See, timing knows how to produce season. And the reason why timing knows how to produce season, just because you are in one time zone, doesn't mean it's your season or your movement to produce. So the obstacle that gets in our way actually end up hurting us is because we placed it or we allowed it to be there. So you get all type of people that come to just kill, steal, and destroy. Not the devil. We got all type of people we let kill, steal, destroy because we have given them too much of our time because we moved out of time. I pray this makes sense. So he says, the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their command. Which means you got to understand, in timing, if I can tell you the time when things supposed to move, when I can, if I could tell you the time when everything's supposed to happen, then you will be okay with everything that you go through. See, with God, God is such a good God, and he understands that everything that we go through, he understands that there's a set time that he's already set in place to give us an exit of all our problems. But we don't know that, so we start making detours and get longer and further away from our purpose or away from our exit because we don't understand the timing. Right now, I understand now that an obstacle is going to come. That's what obstacles are going to do. But many times when I defeat the obstacle, it's because I learned how to move within the time that God gives. Now, watch this. Even if something arises and something that's supposed to be done, you wait for God's movement. You wait until, not just God's movement. Let me show this. Not just God's movement. You wait for it to see if it's going to work out. I got in a place where I wanted to leave California. And me and my wife, we went looking for houses, got a house. The lady gave us the lease and then took it from us. We were so hurting and devastated. We thought the lady did so much wrong to us. Then we turned back around again and we found another place. In this place, we thought we were about to get. But this time we said, we're going to wait. We're not going to make a move because God spoke and said, stop moving. This is what he told me. He said, stop rushing. And some of us got to be able to examine ourselves and tell ourselves the truth. Some of us get in a rush. So he said, stop rushing. Then he said, don't make a plan on anything until you know you have something. Which means don't step out if you don't have it secured. So that's what me and my wife didn't do. We didn't do, we didn't move because we got a place. We got a roof over our head. We got two cars. We're living okay. Now we can financially grow, and then we can also move in another direction. But we got to understand God's timing. We got to understand God's movement, because when you understand timing, you understand God's movement, and God have already have moved in your situation, but it's you that have not stopped moving. See, some of us got to understand something. When you stop moving, that's when you can see exactly what steps to take. And every obstacle that gets in your way, every stumbling block that try to get in your way, it cannot stand. Why? For one, is because you got out of the way of the time. You got out of the way of timing. You judge time incorrectly. It might not be the time for the movement, but it doesn't mean that God ain't seeing you in the direction he wants you to go in. It doesn't mean that God don't want you to be where he said be. It just means, watch this, it just means that you have moved ahead of God's time. God already set a time, and he's not going to change his time. He's not going to change his timeline for you. You could be 50 years old, and your timing is still coming. Or you missed God's timing and had to circle back to go through timing again to reach his timing and sit there and wait until he get done with what he need to get done with. Some of us try to shape things when we know God told me this. And just because God told you, I'm mature enough now and old enough now to understand that just because God told you something does not mean it is time to release it or it's time to walk in. So you get mad when things don't happen. Oh, I ain't speak right. Oh, things ain't going the way I wanted to or the way God said it. No, no, no. God said it. But the timing, you tried to move ahead of it. And see, sometimes it ain't that we just move ahead of God. We're moving ahead of time.
Because sometimes God will set our timing in the right where we need to be, and he don't have to come lead us to it. He have to allow us to go through the process that he have set us to go through his timing. Straight is the way that leadeth unto righteousness. So watch this. So you got time here. Watch this. You got time right here. And then God's timing is here. And you start on your journey. And you begin to go through the process to get to your timing, to go through what you got to go through. Because the door that God opened is the door called time. And when he opened this door, you tried to rush over it or under it or through it too fast. And it wasn't time for you to get to it. You was meant to sit there until he's ready to command you to come through, because he still got to equip and tear down every stronghold that gets in your way when you walk through what you have to walk through. Can I share something with you? You can actually go through things in life and be in bad, on the bad side of things, of loss and all of those things. But then you can also, watch what I'm about to get ready and say, you can also suffer with having great success. You can lose focus because you have lost time. You got to understand, time is more important than money. Time is more important than what you got. Time is so important that if you mess it up, you can end up destroying a whole lifetime just for a moment of time, because you destroyed a lifetime of work. You destroyed a lifetime of abilities because you haven't reached it. And watch this. You haven't reached the point that God can use you in the time he chose for you. You watching everybody around you become successful. And then you let all of that become your obstacle. You let everything become your problem because you're looking at how God is using others. It just ain't your time yet. And he already set the time, so he went ahead of you. And when he went ahead of you, I hear you. Watch this. Watch what scripture says. Jesus says, I go prepare a place for you. For in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you so. It's not time for us to reside where he is. It's time for him to still use us where he has us in the timing that we're in. Which means now, it's a time and place for everything under the sun. But we got to be like Issachar children and the children of Issachar and understand that the timing that I'm in might not be what I need to do. So just because everything bad is going on in this world doesn't mean that it's time for Jesus to come back to get us. Many times he could be using this to show us that we off track to move according to his timing. Watch this. So I'm in a place that I'm looking for something new. But many times you're looking for something new because you don't understand God's timing. And that's the true way to defeat an obstacle. It's understanding God's time. And understanding he already placed the time before you. He said, I go prepare a place before you. Which means there's a time on this earth for everything. There's a time to be born. Watch this. There's a time to be born. But then scripture says, there's a time to die. There's a time for everything under the sun. Watch this. Let's read it real quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season. We got to understand something. A season is something that is appointed, which is also still a season of time, or an appointed time. So you got to understand, there's an appointed time. If you seeking a husband, every guy you see is not your husband. If you're seeking a wife, every woman you see is not your wife. Some of our brothers and sisters to equip you and might connect you to who God wants you to be connected to. Because at that time, you got to know how to treat your brother and sister before you understand how to treat a wife. Watch this. It says, to everything there's a season and a time. To every purpose under the heaven. He says, for every purpose. Anything that's meant to be done under the heaven, which means what's on earth, there is actually a season and a time that is appointed for everything to happen, which means God have already prepared time. Time is right there. That's why he said, I know my thoughts that I think towards you. They're good and not evil. That is to bring you to an expected end, which means he's already gave the end. He already knew how you was going to start. And he also knew the timing it was going to take for you to get to where you got to go and begin your journey to the end. And he knew what it was going to take for you to receive what you need and each stop in each place you are at in your timing. What I learned how to do now is stop running. That's what I learned. Stop running. Somebody need to hear that. We need to stop running. Stop running because problems get, something get hard. Stop running. Take the pain. Feel the pain. Sometimes we got to feel the hurt that we feel. Sometimes we got to feel the pressure that we feel. Because sometimes that pressure that God is allowing is to equip us for the journey ahead. Because he know, watch this, he's doing two things at once. He's equipping us for the journey ahead. But then he's going ahead while he's already placed the things in us, knowing what won't hurt us, knowing what won't destroy us. So he's went ahead of us, and he's already prepared a place for us. And what he's done, he made sure that every obstacle that could hurt us ahead of us won't be able to hurt us because we prepared for it. And it's already afraid of what we prepared for. Watch this. What you, where you headed is already knowing that you're coming. Because God's presence has already been where you're going. And because of that reason there, that's why God knows that all you have to do is keep and stay the course and remain within time and space and stop rushing into existence. Some of us don't understand that some things we can't get in life is because we're not waiting on God. We're moving too fast. We're rushing everything into existence. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching other than waiting. See, God can tell you to have a website or have this and go step out and do this. Invest this right here. But it's not your timing to invest it. It's your time to learn. You got to understand what time he puts you in. It's your time to suffer with what you got to do. In other words, if any man, I'm standing at the door and knock, and if any man let me in, I would come in. And not only would I hear me and I would come in and I would sup with him. I would dine with him. Why? It's because you understanding that sometimes God got to come to your place of timing before he move you into your timing. And if God got to always come to encourage you where you're at without you understanding that it might not be my time. I might have to lose everything to gain. I might have to be threatened to lose everything to receive. And you don't know that because you're not understanding timing. If you understand the judgment of timing, you won't miss it. It says a time to be born and a time to die. Everybody in this world know if you have a baby, you know when your baby going to come. It come around that time. Sometime it come before. Sometime it come way later. But you know within the 9-month period or the 10-month period, you are pregnant. You know it's time. You within a season and you have a time for a doctor's appointment. You have a time to go through morning sickness. You have the time. Sometimes some women can't see their feet. You got a time that you have mood swings, what you want to eat, how you want to do it. And watch this. And you on a schedule because the baby inside of you is also on a schedule. So you got to understand timing equals also schedule. So when patience and time come together, it produces schedules. So you got to have a schedule and a plan to understand what to do at the time it needed to be done. You got to have a baby bag ready when you're about to get ready and go to the hospital when your water breaks. Because now it is the due time for you to get there. And then watch this. When you get to the hospital, it's time for your due time to get to the hospital. But you don't have to be in an unclean place or uncertain place to have the baby. But then you get to the hospital and you still got time before your baby pushes out. Before you got to push that baby out. And then you still got time and within that because you got to keep on pressing and pushing. See, watch this. Everything has a time, but what I produce also has a time. So at the time you was born, because technically you know your birthday, we celebrate our birthday every day, all day. But you know technically your birthday is, even though the day comes, your birthday is not until the time that you was born out. You're within the time and the season of the day you was born, but you was not in the right time of you that you was born. But we really don't recognize that. See, because we got to realize that there's a time. But then nobody knows the time of death. We don't know when we're going to die. That's only in God's hands. So it's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, and a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace, a time to love and a time to hate. You see this? There is a time that is set in everybody's life. And if you're struggling to try to get through obstacles, you got to understand that maybe that obstacle is can't be moved until you master patience within time. And then you understand I might be in a specific time now, but I'm headed to my due time in a minute. And then when I get to my due time, I still got to realize I can't rush it into existence. Like right now, I got God telling me that I have to wait on him. It's up to him to do what he's going to do now. Long as I put everything in place, it's up to him to conquer and to prosper and do what he needs to do. Some of us are too quick to get in a rush. And the one way you defeat an obstacle is stop rushing. And now sometimes you're not even moving physically. Sometimes you're moving mentally. You're moving within your mind. You're moving within your understanding. And then now you're upset. Because sometimes God allowed defeat to happen for you to hear to put a fire under you to get back on track. To get back and cause you to get back on track and get back to work and stop being in a place where you're thinking everybody owe you something. That's another obstacle you put in place. People don't owe you nothing. No matter what you've been through as a kid. I heard God say the other day, I said, God, I've been through a whole lot in my life. He said, so? Some of us need the soul time. So what? What are you going to do about it? They don't owe you. Nobody owe you nothing now. You're the only one that owe you something. Get up and do the work, and the right people will take notice of you. All you got to do is do the work and stop crying if nobody's helping and seeing you. Do what you're supposed to do. And everybody else that ain't doing what they need to do, they're going to catch on or fall off. Long as you do right by people and you keep doing what you got to do. Because timing is important. The timing is going to produce everything you need. Time, one day I heard God tell me driving, he said, time is greater than money. And if y'all will leave comments on this video, how is time greater than money? I will answer this on the next show. How is time? Or I would take somebody's answer and I would be able to and produce their name and say their name on this show and tell you that they was right or wrong. Not if they wrong, because there's no right or wrong answer, but how is time greater than money? Somebody leave a comment under this video. And then I need y'all to like and share this video. I thank God for everyone that tuned into this show, that comes on and helps share this show. You got to understand that timing is important. Even with this show, we got time slots. And you got to know that you got to be ready and prepared for that time slot. Because if you're not, it'll hurt the algorithm of the show. So you got to understand something. Timing is important. That's how you won. That's one way to defeat obstacles. Next week, we're going to deal with patience. We're going to deal with patience. We dealt with timing right now. But next week, we're going to deal with patience. And when you're patient, what comes along with it. So, this is Unity Talks on LA Talk Radio. And I love to see your comments. And until next time, love you.
You're listening to Unity Talks with Apostle Pharaoh, only on LA Talk Radio.